Hello and welcome to Business Beat, KBIA's weekly look at business and economic issues affecting Mid-Missouri. I'm Ryan Familiner. Coming up later in the show, we'll tell you about the business incubator in Columbia that just landed $100,000 in tax credits from the state of Missouri. But first, this week's Harvest Public Media Report. Ethanol, of course, doesn't just flow freely. The fuel's building blocks have to be unlocked from the source, whether it be corn or some kind of biomass. A new factory in Nebraska is taking on that part of the equation and may be part of the next big advancement in biofuels. Reporting from Nebraska for Harvest Public Media, Grant Gerlach finds potential and uncertainty in this investment.
Gleaming steel fermentation tanks stand in a line on the fourth floor of the new Novozymes factory in Blair, north of Omaha. A high-pitched industrial drone fills the cavernous room. Before a crowd of guests and photographers, Nebraska Governor Dave Heineman and Blair Mayor Jim Ralph open the valves to empty what's called a seed pot into one of the tanks. That's like hitting the on switch for what the company says is the largest enzyme factory in North America. With the assistance of a $28 million federal tax credit, Denmark-based Novozymes has invested $200 million in the new biorefinery that sits between Blair and the Missouri River. And more than 100 people are working here already, all to produce chemical compounds essential to the production of ethanol.
Slightly viscous, kind of a brown liquid, but this is the enzyme that's the active product that we send to our customers.
Chuck Hankins is in charge of quality control at the plant and explains what enzymes do.
It's a catalyst used for a very specific reaction. The reaction that it's used for currently in the ethanol plants is to take the carbohydrates or the starch, which is locked up in the corn, and actually cleave that or break it into simple sugars. The simple sugars are then converted into ethanol.
The Blair facility will soon ship enzymes by the tanker truck to conventional corn ethanol plants throughout the Midwest. But that's just the beginning. Novozymes has developed some of the most advanced enzymes used to make cellulosic ethanol, which is derived from corn stalks and other biomass material, not the corn itself. So this plant was built with room to grow. Peter Hulk Nielsen is head of the company's global enzymes business.
We are really hoping that the cellulosic ethanol business will soon take off in the U.S., and that could be a real game changer, both for Novozymes and for a plant like this one.
Federal law mandates the use of advanced biofuels, including cellulosic ethanol. 4 years ago, at the time of the groundbreaking for this Blair Novozymes plant, the U.S. goal was to be producing 500 million gallons of cellulosic ethanol in 2012. Instead, the industry has struggled to keep up with this year's revised goal of just 8.6 million gallons.
Some of that delay was certainly caused by the economic downturn and the inability to get financing for putting up the first commercial plants.
Mike Cleary is director of the National Bioenergy Center at the National Renewable Energy Laboratory. He says the first commercial-scale plants in the U.S. are finally being built and should go online next year, 3 in Iowa, 1 in Kansas. Instead of using grain, Cleary says they'll use wheat straw or corn stover, the corn cobs and stalks left over after harvest.
Corn stover, corn residue, is the largest single volume of agricultural waste in the United States. These are pioneer plants. These are a first of their kind in terms of being able to use a lignocellulosic feedstock instead of the starch from corn to get to ethanol.
Cleary says production of cellulosic ethanol could soon reach 100 million gallons a year. That's still a fraction of the 15 billion gallons of corn ethanol produced each year. But Thomas Nagy of Novozymes says catching up is no longer a question of technology or cost.
It's not a far-fetched dream that maybe in 5 or 10 years. No, it's actually possible to do it now. What we need to have here is the first movers coming in, trying to build it up, and then the second wave will come where you start to make substantial amounts of ethanol from plant material, cellulosic material, rather than the corn itself.
Even with its stalled development, the goal for cellulosic ethanol is still 16 billion gallons per year by 2022. Mike Cleary says the biggest questions between now and then are about policy. How much support can the government afford to meet its own targets on renewable fuels?
It is, I would say, relative to the technological costs at this point, it's the dominating factor.
The Advanced Energy Manufacturing Tax Credit that helped build the Novozymes plant in Nebraska is up for renewal, and a $1 per gallon tax credit for cellulosic producers could also expire at the end of the year before the new plants even go online. The decision by regulators to allow E15, a stronger mix of ethanol, at the pump is being challenged. Those and other policy questions may add some uncertainty, but if and when cellulosic does take off, Novozymes is positioning itself near the source. For Harvest Public Media, I'm Grant Gerlach.
That was a report from Harvest Public Media, a reporting project from six member stations in the Midwest, including KBIA. By examining local, regional, and national issues in agriculture and their implications, Harvest Public Media seeks to create a rich multimedia resource devoted to food, fuel, and field. The Missouri Department of Economic Development awarded state tax credits to five small business incubators in the state this week. KBIA's Ann Lee Zhao reports that Life Science Incubation Center in Columbia was awarded $100,000 in tax credits.
The Life Science Business Incubation Center aims to support small businesses in life sciences, such as medicine, animal health, food, agriculture, and energy. There are 20 to 25 small businesses in their building, and they coach an additional 20 to 30 small businesses, helping them with things like securing capital investments and obtaining federal grants. The Incubation Center president, Jack Holliday, says the $100,000 in tax credits gives the center the potential to receive $200,000 from donors to help small businesses in mid-Missouri.
We have a list of improvement projects at the incubator. Depending on when the funds are received and how much is received, we will address that list of priorities and go down the list as far as we can.
The Small Business Incubator Tax Credit Program is designed to encourage private donations to incubators to help small businesses in their startup period. An Li Xiao, KBIA News.
That's this week's Business Beat. I'm Ryan Famuliner. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can listen to this show and all of our shows at kbia.org.